This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad inquires CDOs about disaster preparedness. Odd even scheme removed on operation of public vehicles in Kathmandu Valley. And United States warns Russian attack on Ukraine would be horrific. Now, the news in detail. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khad today inquired Chief District Officer CDOs of 20 districts to take stock of preparedness on part of the concerned authorities to protect vulnerable people from cold waves and snowfall in those places. Minister's Press Coordinator Madhusudan Bhattarai said cold waves in Tarai and snowfall in mountainous regions are taking a toll on the lives and livelihood of many impoverished and vulnerable community people. The government had decided to provide warm clothes and firewood to save the vulnerable from winter blues. Ringing of the CDOs, Minister Khad instructed them to arrange warm clothes and firewood for the targeted communities. He also gleaned information on vaccination drives against COVID-19 in their district. The minister also inquired about the local government's response to COVID-19 prevention, control and cure of the infected ones. He also expressed concern over the Nepali returning migrant workers and the possible transmission of COVID-19. The district administration offices in the Kathmandu Valley have lifted the odd-even rotationing system enforced on public vehicles coming into effect from today. All the three district administration offices, Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur, have jointly decided to remove the rotationing system imposed on the public vehicles, including buses, microbuses and three-wheelers in the wake of the third wave of coronavirus. The meeting of the chief district officers of Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur yesterday lifted the odd-even scheme. However, according to the meeting decision, this scheme remains effective in the case of private vehicles, including two-wheelers and taxis. The odd-even scheme is not enforced on the vehicles used for essential service. A joint meeting of the COVID Crisis Management Center of all the three districts was held before the decision was taken. Two corona-related deaths have been reported in Birganj-based Narayani Hospital this morning. According to the COVID coordinator of Narayani Hospital, Dr. Uday Narayan Singh, a 73-year-old man from Birganj Metropolitan City 3, Pragati Nagar, died undergoing treatment at Narayani Hospital. Similarly, according to coordinator Singh, 65-year-old resident of Kalaya Municipality, Ward No. 5 of Bara District, died undergoing treatment at Birganj-based Narayani Hospital this morning. Six people have died in Birganj so far this week after the third wave of coronavirus infection. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 2.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 15.5 degrees Celsius with traces of rain. Currently, the Western low pressure system has a partial effect in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Top US General Mark Milley has said that a Russian invasion of Ukraine would be horrific and would lead to a significant number of casualties. General Milley described the buildup of 100,000 Russian troops near Ukraine's border as the largest since the Cold War. But US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the conflict would be avoided through the use of diplomacy. Russia denies plans to invade and says U.S. support for Ukraine is a threat. At a news conference at the Pentagon on Friday, General Milley, U.S. President Joe Biden's most senior military officer, warned that scale of Russia's forces near its border with Ukraine meant an attack would have severe consequences. The U.S. East Coast is bracing for a major blizzard to hit the region for the first time in 4 years. The storm is forecast to stretch from Carolinas to Maine, packing hurricane-force winds in coastal parts. 5 states have declared emergencies. More than 2 feet of snow could fall in New England, where officials also warn of flooding near the coast. According to FlightAware, over 5,000 U.S. flights were cancelled between Friday and Sunday. Forecasters say there is a chance the storm, known as a Nor'easter, will blanket the Boston area with up to 2 feet of snow. The storm is expected to form off the coast of the Carolinas on Friday night before moving up the coast on Saturday. A bridge in the U.S. city of Pittsburgh has collapsed with 6 vehicles, including a bus, on it at the time. Officials said 10 people sustained minor injuries, 3 of whom were taken to hospital. The snow-covered Forbes Avenue bridge gave way on Friday morning at around 6 a.m. local time. The collapse happened just hours before President Joe Biden visited the area to talk about the infrastructure. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Home Minister Balkrishna Khar inquires CDOs about disaster preparedness. Odd-even scheme removed on operation of public vehicles in Kathmandu Valley. And United States warns Russian attack on Ukraine could be horrific. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.